This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, I made the call. We got 15 minutes left, a 5-minute segment right now, a 10-minute segment after the break, 1 minute. So Dr. Peter McCullough, so I'm not asking the questions, is about to host this segment and the next. I'll be here to traffic cop. Please, doctor.
So many people ask me, Dr. McCullough, how could the world have gotten in this type of place where we're in a situation where it almost seems like it's a government operation against its own people in every country in the world simultaneously? And what we see from a macro level is the countries that allowed doctors and other healthcare providers to be independent, they didn't sign on to this vaccine agenda. They're coming out looking great, including Haiti, including Ivory Coast, many countries in Africa. Recent analysis on my Twitter feed shows that Africa is coming out great. Pretty much COVID-19 is over with. Why? Because they didn't take COVID-19 vaccines. It's very important. The COVID-19 vaccines and analyses published by Supermanian, Camp, and Beatty create more cases of COVID-19 and increase COVID mortality. How do they do that? The COVID-19 vaccines misdirect the immune system. So the immune system is not ready to handle the next version of SARS-CoV-2. It actually gets a more severe case. Patients are more communicable with one another. They spread the virus more readily when they take the vaccines. Essentially, the vaccines have backfired. And so we've gotten to a situation that the more vaccines that are taken, the worse the countries do. Analyses out of Australia now on some hospital censuses, it's 99, if not 100% of Australians in the hospital with COVID-19 are fully vaccinated. We know in that country, wisely, 10% of people in Australia have not taken a vaccine. So it's the unvaccinated in Australia that look terrific. I'm going there in a couple weeks. I'm going to work with Australians, multiple cities, and we're going to go over the data together. It's astonishing that COVID-19 vaccination has backfired to the extent it has. People have said, how did this terrible idea about messenger RNA coding for the spike protein or adenoviral DNA, or actually just giving the killed viral virus itself or the spike protein antigen, why is that such a bad idea? Because in this case, the spike protein is the most mutagenic part of the virus. The virus literally looks at what the vaccines do, and the virus laughs at it and quickly is able to mutate and get around the vaccines. And each time that virus then is actually able to reinfect somebody who took the vaccine and sadly has been able to reinfect somebody who's already recovered from COVID-19. Remember, the majority of people who've developed COVID in 2021 and 2022 are fully vaccinated. So they have both the exposures of the vaccine as well as COVID. So they keep loading the body with spike protein, and that's where we're seeing the cumulative risks, particularly of myocarditis, blood clots, and neurologic damage. So, you know, neither one is good, neither the respiratory infection or the vaccine. Sadly, many people are getting both. It looks like there's a military origin to this. And when the vaccines were rolled out in the United States, it was Health and Human Services that announced that there was an emergency to justify the EUA, and then the Department of Defense. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, Novavax, they're suppliers. In a sense, they're marketing shields. And what we now know is that the vaccines themselves are manufactured by defense contractors. Prominently, Moderna, its product is made by a company called Resilience. They have a big plant outside of Mississauga, Ontario. Under emergency use authorization, the vaccines are not inspected. The FDA can't inspect them. Even Moderna, Pfizer, the other companies, they can't inspect them. The final fill and finish is done by defense contractors.
That is so unprecedented.
And we now have great concerns that the quantity and purity of messenger RNA is not equal in each vial, and that's the reason why some vials and some lots are far more deadly than others.
Wow, we're going to come back, final segment, we're going to host that as well. What are you going to hit?
We're going to touch on the final analyses of where we're going next in terms of who's taking boosters and what's happening.
All right, Peter McCullough is our guest. Back in 60 seconds. Tell everybody to tune in now.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalist and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
The answer. Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And I'm just shutting up so Dr. Peter McCullough can host the show. Folks will love it. We got 10 minutes left in the segment, sir. During that 1 minute break, you were on fire. Repeat all that. I was like, stop saying this. Say it on air.
There seems to be a madness that has taken over the world on vaccines. I was astonished to learn on a VAERS report, Vaccine Event Reporting System report, that a six-month-old baby at the same administration received the DPT, the MMR, influenza vaccine, pneumococcal vaccine, and the COVID-19 vaccine all at once. It's in the VAERS record, and a six-month-old baby died 2 days later. Now, doctors, parents, and lay people need to understand the human body can only take so much. This is, in a sense, vaccinating to death. Vaccinating to death. Every vaccine ought to be considered seriously. Every vaccine has risks and benefits. Every vaccine, even the old ones, deserve some reappraisal. We need to reevaluate these. I personally, I've taken every vaccine. I followed every single one on the schedule. I traveled to India a few years ago. I'm going back there next week. I've taken additional vaccines to go to India and travel. I am, fully accept vaccines. I am not anti-vax. But when it came to the COVID-19 vaccines, I didn't take it. And not taking the COVID-19 vaccine was the smartest health decision I ever made. Our CDC says, sadly, only 17% of Americans have not taken any COVID-19 vaccine. It turns out about a third of Americans only took either zero or one shots. That means two-thirds took the full set. But where we are now with our CDC indicates that only 15% of Americans are keeping up on the bivalent booster shots. And I think this is very wise. David Wiseman, former J&J scientist who's testified at the U.S. FDA, is worried because the bivalent boosters not only are half-coded for the original Wuhan spike protein, but also produce spike protein against BA4 and BA5. These are different spike proteins. They can interact with one another. And to make matters worse, BA4 and BA5 is gone. It actually left America through the fall. So the current bivalent boosters, which failed in animal studies to stop SARS-CoV-2, gave a surrogate rise in antibodies, which the antibodies are unfortunately an unreliable surrogate for disease prevention. The BA4, BA5 variants are gone now. We have been replaced. We have the BQ variant and the XBB. They're the predominant variants in the United States. In my Substack, I indicate in the last week that they represent probably three-quarters of all the variants. I believe they're slightly more virulent, and we're seeing this out of China, where China's having a large current prevalence pool of those sick. And because it's a big country and they have a lot of people, they do have a lot of hospitalizations and proportionally higher deaths because it's such a big country and so many people are sick at the same time. But our current bivalent boosters have no theoretical coverage of working against SARS-CoV-2. I can tell you, I would expect as a doctor that taking a COVID-19 bivalent booster shot would provide zero protection. And we're starting to see example after example. A recent paper by Shretha and colleagues from the Cleveland Clinic shows that the lowest risk group in the Cleveland Clinic are those who have taken none of these shots. And then the next higher risk is one shot, two shots, and therefore those who've taken the most shots have the highest risk of getting COVID in the Cleveland Clinic workforce. That's now been fully revealed. We have additional data across Canada, the UK, Scotland, South Africa, and Australia that the more shots that are taken, the higher chances of getting the illness, hospitalization, and death. And in every single analysis, the unvaccinated look the best. Now, people have said, well, what's unique about being unvaccinated? That can be more likely to be younger, fitter, and stronger. People obviously, you know, were discerning, but also largely people who may have had COVID-19 early on. That was my circumstance. And I felt, listen, I was already through the illness. I already had natural immunity. So we have great news on natural immunity. Probably the single most important paper that I saw emerge in the last few months was published by Chin and colleagues, New England Journal of Medicine, in late October of 2022. 59,000 prisoners, 17,000 staff in a congregate setting. So they knew every single case and they knew who got hospitalized and died. The important point is if someone's already had COVID in the Delta or the Omicron epics of the pandemic, that there was a negligible risk of hospitalization and death. And in that study in Chen, when I mean negligible, there were zero hospitalizations and deaths in those who had previously had COVID and were naturally immune when they got another case of COVID, and it didn't matter whether or not they took a vaccine.
And, Doc, you said that 2.5 years ago, so you're vindicated again, but that's a known scientific fact. What about the prosecutions? What about Nuremberg II? What about stopping them launching their next attack?
We have to have full-out investigations at this point in time. I think all roads lead to Davos, Switzerland. There ought to be really, I think, a census of who goes to the World Economic Forum meetings. I think fully deposed.
What, as an organized crime network.
What's said at this? You know, people have said, well, how is this syndicate, or what we call in our book, the biopharmaceutical complex organized? I can tell you how it's organized. They go meet in Davos, Switzerland. They meet, and every single person who's there in Davos, Switzerland, I think should be investigated and deposed in their participation of this crime against humanity.
We got 3 minutes left. Other key points.
Major key points are that natural immunity appears to be winning the day. The first question I ask when someone calls me and says, Dr. McCullough, I have COVID, the first question I have is, did you have it before? And if you've had it before, what we've learned now is very few people need prescription drugs. We can use over-the-counter nutraceuticals and supplements, virucidal nasal washes and sprays and gargles, and we can get through it with no prescription drugs and no worry about hospitalization and death. If someone is having their first episode of COVID, different story. They probably will need full McCullough protocol, FLCC, or AFLDS, one of the standard outpatient protocols. And don't wait. If it's your first case of COVID, don't wait. Contact either your doctor if they know how to treat COVID or move to one of the treatment networks, wellness company being accessible to all. But there's many wonderful telemedicine companies. In fact, MyFreeDoctor.com is now associated with the wellness company. Wonderful move by Ben Marble.
Great guy.
Foster Colson to do this. But make sure you let the doctor know, is it your first episode or a subsequent episode? Very, very important. The other point, Alex, is this came out from a recent Harvard study by Clausen and colleagues concluding 94% of Americans have been through COVID. Listen, there is no emergency. This is over with for us.
And the reason we harp on it is it's their excuse for world government, their excuse for universal basic income, their excuse for the carbon tax, their excuse for the social credit score. It's their big power grab. That's why we've got to keep exposing it. They're going to launch it again. A lot of my listeners go, look, we made it through it. Screw them. Let's move on. No, they're coming back again.
Well, as evidence for that, what did Biden just do? He extended the national emergency. Remember, there's two.
And his new chief of staff was the former COVID head.
That's true. And you know that the national emergencies, there's two of them. There's one declared by the president, a national emergency, and then by Secretary of HHS, the health emergency. Those need to fall. People should put a tremendous amount of pressure on this. Do you know there's a recent letter that's gone from 25 governors to call for the dissolution of those two national emergencies, and many states now are getting rid of any emergency declaration.
That's right. So America and the world is waking up. Maria Z from Australia, under total tyranny, is about to take over. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. The ultimate bone broth with the chaga mushroom and the turmeric, the bee pollen. It's the best bone broth out there. It's back in stock. Just count on InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we stay on air. Great products, InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Peter McCullough, OnlineHealthNow.com. To go there and sign up for all this or find out about all the stuff, amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There he goes, folks. Maria Z takes over. And then in 45 minutes, the one, the only, Owen Schroyer with The War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Well, there is nothing more exhilarating to me than the battle for the truth, the battle for freedom. Dr. Peter McCullough is a perfect example of that. He has been a leader in the health freedom movement, and that was an amazing, amazing show with Dr. Peter McCullough and Alex right there. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, guest hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. We're about to have a special guest on, Simeon Boykov, the Aussie Cossack from Australia, who's under immense pressure and attack by the Australian government, the Australian media, for telling the truth about the Russia-Ukraine situation and exposing our tyrannical government here in Australia. Before he comes on the screen, I want to show everyone a quick clip that he released recently. The team will get that ready for us in a moment. He was one of the first, well, actually, he was the first in Australia to expose that our own Doherty Institute, who were responsible for all of the modelling when it came to COVID-19 injections, were harvesting, or at least invoicing, for blood samples from the Ukraine biolabs. No one else in the world exposed this information before Simeon, and now he's found more bombshell information. He's going to talk to us about that right now, but I want to show you the start of this quick video before we bring him on.
If you've been watching this channel for a long time, for the last few years, you would have remembered that last year in March 2022, just at the beginning of the conflict with the special operation, I made a video where we unearthed some documents. We revealed some documents that were seized by the Russian military in one of these bioweapons labs facilities.
Now, the paper trail which we're going to reveal here today leads actually back to Australia. So we've got documents which the Russian military have actually released. So they've captured these documents through the course of their campaign, and they've released these documents. Now, the first document on screen, check it out. This is a document that's addressed to the Victorian Infectious Reference Laboratory, the Doherty Institute. And it's coming from a Ukrainian organization, which is very interesting because it's linked to the Ukrainian government, and it's linked to these biolabs, which are funded by NATO.
It was basically exposing the Australian, Melbourne-based Doherty Institute's links to the Ukrainian biolabs, which were run by the United States. Today, we've got an excellent video that's come all the way from one of the towns, Roberzhne it's called, which has been liberated by the Russian military.
Absolutely bombshell information when this first came out, and immediately the mainstream media started to attack Simeon. I wonder why. They don't want you to know the truth about Ukraine. They don't want you to know where millions, billions of your tax dollars are going and what they're actually going to fund. And now we have even more information, which Simeon has exposed. He joins us today to talk about all of this. Simeon Boykov, the Aussie Cossack, great to see you.
Great to see you, Maria. Thank you.
It's wonderful to have you here. Well, first and foremost, I've sent the team some clips from this 14-minute video that you've brought forward from Ukraine. I've asked them if they can play those on mute while we're talking, because we want to talk about what's actually been discovered in these Ukraine biolabs overseas. These are human experiments. These are, they're treating these people like guinea pigs, and they are developing ethnic bioweapons. What's been found here is specifically the Slavic people. But you take the floor, Simeon. You talk about how you want to introduce this, and the team will just bring these up on the screen as we're going.
Well, look, this is one of the key reasons, one of the objectives which the Russian military very early on stated. Obviously, they said that they're conducting their special operation to demilitarize and denazify Ukraine, but also they made reference to these bioweapons labs. And these bioweapons labs were all around Ukraine, different areas. And the reason why the United States, NATO, open these biolabs in Ukraine is because everything in Ukraine is for sale, including humans, including organs, and what better place to test on local population, the vaccines. And this is exactly what they were doing. They were testing the vaccines, and locals in this video are describing how, they were offered very small amounts of money to take part in all these human trials, which really weren't even supposed to be fit for animals. And big shout out and well done to those people that made it into the biolabs. And this video was translated by a girl called Masha and their team. So well done to them for bringing this to light. You know, I was scheduled to fly over to Russia until the Australian government confiscated my passport. You know, as you mentioned, I have been under a lot of pressure from the government and the police for my work on exposing these situations. But the Doherty Institute, which is linked to the Ukrainian biolabs, we have a direct link, and that link was made early on through a paper trail. They have a lot to answer for. And don't forget, Doherty Institute, this is Victorian Infectious Diseases Institute, was the organization which was running Australia. We were under their control and influence. Our politicians in Australia were taking orders from the Doherty Institute. And that's how, everything in this country was being run on the advice of the Doherty Institute. So very mysterious. And we know that they were importing blood serum samples. And that's been proven. And they've never commented on it. I mean, we've exposed this, and everyone knows about this. But the Doherty Institute have never actually faced the music and come clean and said, well, yes or well, no. We know that they've been doing that. We know that they have been importing blood serum samples from these experimental bioweapons labs in Ukraine, which have now been overrun and captured by the Russian military. But it would be great if the Doherty Institute could come out. Someone should go to jail. It should be either me for, not telling the truth, or it should be them for doing this. So if they want to come out and prove me wrong.
Let's just discuss the importance of this, because people may think, oh, well, it's Australia. Why is this relevant to us if you're watching from overseas? It's relevant because the Global Pandemic Center will be run out of Australia. All these blood serum samples that the Doherty Institute was collecting from Slavic people, and this is what was on the video for the radio viewers, they can't see what we were just playing. But essentially, they were at one of these Ukraine biolabs. They were talking about how all kinds of blood samples were found, different medicines and pills that were not even safe for animal use were being experimented on people. They were being offered, as Simeon said, very little amounts of money to have experimentation done. And what it resulted in was a huge coronavirus outbreak after they were given these medications. So after they were given these vaccines. So like we see now, the injected population, this huge, overwhelming outbreak of COVID cases, hospitalizations, of whatever is wrong with these people who are quadruple injected. The New South Wales data came out, most cases in hospital, 198, I think, if I'm not mistaken, with four doses, zero unvaccinated cases. This is what happened in Ukraine. They tested it on these people first. And the Russians have been the first to expose this. But you'll never hear that on the mainstream media. You'll just keep hearing anti-Russian propaganda. It's unbelievable.
You're exactly right, Maria. The same people that were spinning the vaccines and spinning the COVID narrative, the same people, the same news organizations, the same mainstream media hosts, presenters, they very comfortably just switched over. Switched over to spinning the anti-Russian narrative. Because, Russia, whether you're Russian or not, or whether you support Russia or not.
We've got to go to break. I want to talk more about this right on the other side. Stay with us. More bombshell info coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book, but I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today, and I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. We're here with special guest Vivian Boykoff with bombshell information about what's happening in Russia and Ukraine, what the situation in Ukraine is really about. It's about testing on these people, treating them as lab rats so that they can develop bioweapons that are ethnic specific. It's unbelievable news, and Simeon's been right at the forefront of this. Simeon, please continue what you were saying right before the break.
Look, it's great to say that a lot of people are awake, a lot of people are waking up, because it's very easy to expose, the globalists that were pushing things all together. They're pushing the climate agenda, they're pushing the Ukraine agenda. And that's why it's important for all of us out there, the free world, to stand with Russia. Very important for the free world to stand with Russia, because Russia really is, the last bastion. It's the last bastion, the last stronghold. It's the last government which doesn't fall into the international banking system. It doesn't bow to the Rothschilds, or it doesn't bow to Klaus Schwab and WEF. And that's why the West, that's why they can't stand Vladimir Putin. You know, and he does the best for his country, but he's also doing a very important mission for the rest of the free world. Just imagine a world without Russia. That means that NATO, the CIA, the Obamas, the Clintons, the Bidens, they'll be completely in control. So it's very good to have a country like Russia, which is powerful, which is pushing forward its interests. And in a way, what's happening now and the way the Russians are conducting their war, they're really fighting for the whole world. They're fighting for everybody's freedom. Just take, if they manage to take down Russia, you know, if the world would be a completely different place. I mean, the world already is a dangerous place. It's a scary place. And we know that the globalists are in charge. Bill Gates is in Australia at the moment. There's a rumor that tomorrow he'll be on the weekend in Australia. He'll be at the tennis. And there's another, organization which needs calling out. Tennis Australia. They've banned Russian flags. They've banned anything to do with Russia. Now they've even banned Russian imperial flags. So there's this paranoia and this anti-Russian hysteria, which is being spun by the same people, the same organizations, the same tactics which they used to push the vaccines on everybody and to push the lockdowns on everybody. It's the same team. You know,
do you know what I find disgusting? Regardless of what people's views are on Putin, on Russia, on Ukraine, regardless of what your views are, the way that the Russian people have been demonized for something that really isn't their decision or they have nothing to do with is disgusting. I mean, I was told by a Serbian journalist who I interviewed, Sasha Borojevic, he said on the sign, on shop signs in Europe, it says no Russian pigs allowed. It is disgusting treatment of the Russian people. So regardless of what your thoughts are, you're right. It is the same tactic that was used against the unvaccinated.
Exactly right. And look, at the end of the day, Russians are built for this, and Russia is built for this. It's not the first time Russia has had to fight for humanity's freedom. It's not the first time where Russia is fighting a joint coalition of, you know, dozens of countries. You know, it is sad that a lot of people are dying, and, you know, the Ukrainians have been fooled by the CIA, by NATO. We know that the Bidens and Obamas' fingerprints were all over Ukraine, and they were there from 2014. And they've managed to create a situation where the Slavic genofond, or the genetic pool of the Slavs, is under attack once more. And, you know, these biolabs, these experiments were taking place exactly there, you know, on Russia's borders. Russia has every right to come in with its military and to liberate these cities and towns. You know, in those cities
I want to talk more. If the team can get that video up of computers being destroyed, it's video 5, while you're talking, because they want this evidence completely destroyed. They don't want the world to know that this is what was discovered by the Russians in Ukraine.
Well, this is a call out to the Russian government and to the people in charge in the Russian military. I suggest that they try to capture and also release as much information as possible about the biolabs, about the experimental vaccines and so forth, because it will greatly benefit Russia. A lot of people have already realized that Russia is on the right side of history, and by people supporting Russia, they themselves are on the right side of history. And thankfully, the Russians are honorable. They are the good guys. We can say that in which way they conduct, you know, their military operation, they're very honorable. You know, they don't use the carpet bombing tactics that the Americans did, you know, in Iraq, Afghanistan, everywhere else. They're very careful. They try to preserve as much life as possible. And at the end of the day, I've said it before, you know, it maybe sounds shocking, but to those people who understand history, I'll say it again. The only country in the world that will ever help Ukraine is Russia. Every other country, the Germans, the British, the Americans, they're just there to use the Ukrainians, you know. And it's very sad that the Ukrainians are dying. It's a tragedy. And you know, the faster that Russia completes its goals and objectives, the better. We've got countries around the world debating whether they should send tanks in or not. You know, since when does Germany have any right to talk about sending tanks against Russia? You know, only 30 years ago, up until 1989, the Soviet Union had 2 million men stationed in Eastern Europe, and Eastern Germany was occupied. And look where we are now. We've got the German Chancellor discussing whether or not he should send tanks, you know, Leopard tanks with the same German crosses, the same insignia that the German army is using now that they used to use in World War II. So how do you think the Russians feel when they've got, you know, all this Western weaponry up against them? And the only thing Ukrainian about the Ukrainian army is the meat and the flesh and the blood. And it's another thing that we should talk about on this program today is the shocking amount of organ harvesting and organ trafficking which is occurring. You know, these Ukrainian front lines, often they're understaffed, they're undersupplied. But when it comes to evacuating freshly dead bodies, or it comes to evacuating almost dead soldiers or near-death soldiers or heavily injured soldiers, they have special vans, special ambulances which are all provided by the West in the form of a donation. And what happens is they're extracted by special teams. And these special teams extract the Ukrainian bodies. And the organ harvesting waiting lists all around Europe have now almost disappeared. It's the best time ever if you want to get a kidney, if you want to get a liver. Very sad. And we've got, even in the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, mass protests, thousands of mothers, Ukrainian mothers and wives, family members coming out and protesting, demanding the Ukrainian government hand over the bodies, or at least tell them where the bodies are, because the vast majority of Ukrainian troops are listed as missing. So they're not dead, they're not alive, they're just missing. And of course, by listing the troops as missing, the Zelensky regime avoids paying any type of compensation, avoids admitting that the Ukrainian soldiers are dead. It's very sad that this is happening. And
yes,
you know, Ukrainians
are pretending to care about the Ukrainian people. The governments are pretending that they care about saving democracy and saving Ukraine. I had a clip up, but I don't think we'll have time for it. Trudeau's finance minister somehow talking about, oh, our country understands the need for democracy. You call democracy trampling on your own people with horses? You call democracy locking people up in your in police vans? What they were doing was pulling protesters out of the freezing cold weather, peaceful protesters during the trucker protests, putting them in boiling hot police vans, cooking these people. But our people understand democracy and they need to fight in Ukraine. It's absolute gaslighting. It's nonsense. If the team can just play that ethnic bioweapon, clip 7, while we're finishing up this segment, we've got about a minute left. This is actually what this evidence shows, and what we're going to do is upload this full video along with some clips from this segment onto the Z Media tab on InfoWars, on Bandai Video right after this, later on today, so that everyone can see the full 14-minute video. It's absolutely astounding. They were collecting this blood to develop ethnic bioweapons. We're going to talk about the attack on Simeon and everything that he's been through right on the other side of the break. But Simeon, 20 seconds left. What do we think they'll do with this information, with this bioweapon ethnic cleansing?
Well, before we get to what they'll do with the information, this information is very dangerous. It is very hot. And it's this type of information, it's this type of, you know, reveals.
Let's continue on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Aussie Cossack, right before the break, I asked you, Simeon, what do you think the world is going to do with this information that they've tried to destroy from the video we just showed on screen, the ethnic bioweapons that they're going to be able to develop from these Ukraine biolabs?
Well, it's important that, you know, the world takes action. Obviously, this type of information is heavily censored, and, you know, the global giants, the tech giants, Facebook, YouTube, they try to censor this as much as possible. Now, this video from inside a bioweapons lab, which was captured by the Russian military, I'm going to give a shout-out here to I, Earl Grey TV and John Mark Dugan. And there's quite a few English-speaking journalists who are in that part of the world, in the conflict zone, like Patrick Lancaster, like Graham Phillips, and they're doing great work to expose you know, the lies of the Western media in relation to the conflict between Russia and NATO. And I don't call it a Ukraine-Russia conflict because Russia has nothing to fight Ukraine over. It's really a Russia-NATO conflict, which Ukraine is a proxy, which is Ukraine is being used as cannon fodder, and the Ukrainians are being armed to the teeth, and the Ukrainians have been given weapons. And it's very sad to see how Ukraine is losing so many people, losing everything just to appease the Western military-industrial complex. Now, this video that's come out shows and proves exactly what we've been talking about for the last, you know, 2 years. You know, we've been talking about these biolabs. A lot of people have been talking about the biolabs. The Russians said from day one that that's one of their objectives. That's one of the reasons they started these special military operations, is to take these bio weapons labs out of commission. And of course, the reason why the Americans opened them in Ukraine is in Ukraine there are no laws. It would be illegal to open these and operate these bio labs on the territory of America or Canada or Western Europe. So they use Ukraine because, Ukraine is a very, very corrupt country. Everything's for sale. Everything can be sold or bought. Children, organs, livers, kidneys. And it's very sad that the virtue signaling politicians of the West have all got their fingers in that pie. They're all mixed up in there. It's like a cesspool of corruption. At the end of the day, it's a tragedy that the Ukrainian people are suffering. So, it's very important for everybody out there to continue fighting, to continue, on social media, wherever you can, educating others, educating, the sheep who have been blinded and who follow the mainstream media narrative. It's very similar. In fact, it's almost the same story, the same storyline as we had with the vaccine and with COVID. We had a portion of the population who was awake, and they started educating the rest. And now we have most of the people on the planet have understood that the vaccines were a bad idea, apart from the fact that people are dropping like flies and dying. Very sad again. But it's the same culprits, the same people that were behind, the same globalists that were behind.
And you know what, Simeon? And you know what? As Dr. Peter McCullough was just saying in studio with Alex, people start to wake up because the truth is so powerful. The truth is the kryptonite. The truth is what will destroy their narrative. And I don't think the globalists were expecting people to fight this hard. And this is why this fight is so invigorating. And this is why we have to keep going at the same pace and with the same strength that we did from day one, because we won't give up. We can't give up on the truth. You've been under a lot of fire for not giving up on the truth, particularly because what you're saying right now is something that a lot of people don't want to hear. Talk to us in the next couple of minutes about as much as you can say about what your situation is, the attack that you're under from the police and the government right now.
Well, look, I've been on the radar of the police and the Australian government for a while now, since the lockdowns and the forced mandates started in Australia. And all of those police interactions and campaigns against me were documented on my YouTube channel, Aussie Cossack, and people have seen that journey of what it's become. But in recent times, last year, 2022, I did almost half a year in jail in Australian maximum security prison as a national security interest inmate. And the reason why I was given that classification is because of my platform. It's because the authorities, basically told me that they're afraid of my voice, and they accuse me of being able to radicalize people. And I'm not radicalizing anyone. The authorities, when they see someone with a large platform and a voice, speaking the truth, educating the masses, they see that as a very big threat. They see that as a threat. And look, at the end of the day, we need to continue to put the pressure and put the blame on the mainstream media journalists, because they are the ones that allowed this all to happen. They continue supporting the government narrative, and they're the ones who have sold themselves out and are also selling out the people. So that's why the Australian police, the government, have had this campaign against me. I've been charged about 35 to 40 times by the police in the last few years. Firearms prohibition orders, all sorts of different restrictions, and at the moment, the police are trying to put me back into jail. So I conveniently checked myself into the Russian consulate in Sydney, in a move which the police did not expect at all. And, the Russians welcomed me with open arms. The Russians, unlike the Australians, who don't support Assange, the Russians actually look after their own. And it's good to see that the Russians look after their own. So, I've applied for Russian citizenship. And, it's strange. 2022, you've got people born in Australia who are seeking refuge with the Russian government, because Russia, being independent from the West, Russia is a country which doesn't give up its own. It looks after its own people and its own interests. And, I know a lot of people watching this program are awake, and they understand that the Russians are not the bad guys. The Russians are the good guys in this whole situation. And it's a matter of time before, those virtue signaling people that used to wear, you know, two masks and four jabs. Now they've, you know, become Ukraine supporters. It's a matter of time before they realize. You know, look, it must be demoralizing being, you know, on their side, being someone who promoted vaccines, realized they are wrong, then someone who promoted Ukraine, then realized they are wrong. You know, what's next? They're promoting climate. You know, the same people, the same narrative, the same tactics, the same presenters, the same stories, the same platforms, you know, the WEF and so forth. So at the end of the day, you know,
You raise a good point there, Simeon, about it must be demoralizing to wake up. I recall doing an interview with Dr. Mike Eden, and I spoke about this a long time ago. And in that interview, Dr. Eden described when he woke up, and he said after 3 days of struggling to be able to sleep, he finally, in the middle of the night, dropped to his knees and just burst out in tears. He was very emotional in this interview. And he said it was so challenging, so difficult to come to terms with the fact that there are people out there that want us dead, and I was wrong, and I used to think that people that thought this way were wackos. It is very hard for people to come to terms with that. I am seeing pro-vax accounts on social media coming out and saying, I was wrong, I was terribly wrong, I'm sorry for the way I treated people. More and more people are starting to realize. Elon Musk tweets about the fact that he's had an injection injury following his second injection. The news goes viral worldwide. People are starting to see this, and there is more and more being spoken about. My only concern, and this is probably relevant because you're on, is that the WEF have told us over the next 2 years we can expect catastrophic cyber attacks all over the world, and I think they're probably going to blame a lot of that on Russia. And a lot of pro-Ukraine, you know, Ukraine in bio people are going to go along with that.
Yeah, well, it's the unfortunately, they're just sheep. And, you know, sheep, why we call them sheep, because they herd together. Firstly, secondly, they're scared. They're always scared. And these people, for them, because they were scared, a lot of people that went along with the vaccine narrative and the COVID narrative, because to believe in the alternative narrative, to believe in the concept that, no, the government is corrupt, no, the government is attacking its own people, no, the government is wrong, to believe that, you know, that takes courage. It takes courage to face reality. And a lot of people just like to, you know, like the sheep do, just be in a herd and go along with whatever's happening, because they're afraid of facing reality. Just like you mentioned, where, you know, that expert, you know, had a breakdown after all these years of promoting the vaccine. He fell to his knees crying. A lot of people are facing that, and a lot of people are having to, you know, face the music and admit they were wrong and, you know, backtrack and delete their posts from social media and so forth. Yeah, but what's interesting is if this will get to the point where there'll be class actions.
We're almost out of time, Simeon. We're just about to run out on the clock. Please tell people where they can find you, and I'm sure we'll have you back on again.
Yeah, check out my channel on YouTube, Aussie Cossack, and on Telegram, Aussie Cossack. And thank you very much for having me.
It's wonderful to have you, Simeon. He's so right about the fact that more and more people are waking up. We're hearing this every single day, but we believe it wholeheartedly. And every single viewer of this broadcast, everyone on the right side of truth, plays a crucial part in that. So thank you for being the heroes and the warriors of our age in this information war. I'll see you next week.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.